It's a Tuesday. What do we do at Tuesday on this this time? On the Morning Mass, we head to the Dial-A-Doc program, and joining us here today, he is the CEO of Paramount Oncology Group, Dr. Bobby Conneru is back. Conneru is back with us here today. Hey, Doc, good morning. Hello to you.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Scott.
It's great to talk to you again. Of course, September is National Prostate Cancer Awareness Month. I know, Doc, you treat patients at the Leonard C. Ferguson Cancer Center at FHN Memorial Hospital. You're also the CEO of your cancer treatment organization as well. Tell us a little bit about Paramount Oncology Group.
Yeah, so I started Paramount Oncology Group about 10 years ago, and it's an organization that provides cancer specialists to various different cancer centers. We have some specialists here in Freeport, as well as Dixon, and also in Davenport, Iowa. So we cover a couple of different cancer centers.
And I know that I mentioned September is National Prostate Cancer Awareness Month, so that's our topic for the day. First of all, where is the prostate, and what does it do?
Great question. So the prostate is about the size of a walnut, and it's located right below the bladder and in front of the rectum. And really what it does is it provides some fluid that is all part of the semen in men. So it just kind of serves that particular function.
And, of course, we hear about prostate cancer, especially men. We hear about it on a regular basis. Is there anything specifically known to cause prostate cancer, Doc?
You know, that's what makes it somewhat tricky. You know, we don't really know any specific direct cause for prostate cancer. It's not, you know, obviously we know that cigarettes can cause lung cancer. Being out in the sun too long can cause skin cancer. But with prostate cancer, it's a little bit more tricky. There's not any hard data to show that this directly causes prostate cancer. There may be some genetic links to it, but outside of that, there really is any hard evidence to know any cause, specific cause.
Unfortunately, it is pretty common among men, isn't it?
Yeah, actually, it is the most common cancer in men outside of skin cancer. And it's the second leading cause of cancer death for men, trailing lung cancer.
I've heard is this true or not? Maybe, that I've heard that if you live long enough, that you probably will have prostate cancer?
That's exactly right. You know, and oftentimes, a lot of these prostate cancers are really slow growing and indolent and benign. So, you know, as we approach our 80s and 90s, the chances that you probably have something is very, very high. It just tends to be probably something that's really slow growing, and it may not have any impact on you at all.
What symptoms might a man experience that would suggest maybe that he does have prostate cancer, Doc?
You know, as we age, our prostate tends to grow larger. And most of the time, that growth, that enlargement is benign. It doesn't necessarily mean it's cancer. But when you have a larger prostate, it gives you symptoms. It makes it harder, for example, for you to empty your bladder because the prostate is kind of pushing against the bladder and the urethra, which allows you to take the urine out. So men, as we get older, we find that we get a weaker urinary stream. We have to maybe go a little bit more frequently. We get up in the middle of the night to go urinate. These are all very common symptoms of our prostate getting larger. Now, when you have prostate cancer, that can also sometimes mask that particular enlargement within the prostate. So I would say that, there's not any specific symptom directly signaling prostate cancer, but sometimes it can kind of go along with how you would feel if your prostate is larger.
We're talking to Dr. Bobby Conneru here today. He's the CEO of the Paramount Oncology Group, talking about prostate cancer. And Doc, how is prostate cancer diagnosed?
You know, usually prostate cancer is diagnosed by two ways. When you go to see your primary care doctor, especially after the age of 50, what he may do is what we call a digital rectal exam. And, your doctor may just take his finger and just put it into your rectum and try to feel your prostate. Sometimes he may feel a nodule on the prostate. Okay, so if he feels a nodule, that may require a further workup, which leads to something called a biopsy. A needle is stuck into the prostate, into that nodule, and we look at the cells from that nodule. The other way is, you know, we also get a blood test. And one of the markers in that blood test is something called a PSA, prostate-specific antigen. It turns out that our prostate releases this particular marker into the blood, and it's a very sensitive test. So if the PSA level is high, that also may warrant a further workup, which can lead to a biopsy. So really the gold standard of diagnosing prostate cancer is a biopsy, where you know, a needle is stuck into the prostate and we look at those specific cells.
And what is a traditional treatment for prostate cancer, Doc?
So depending on how advanced your prostate cancer is, really there's two primary ways to treat prostate cancer. There are other modalities like cryotherapy and radiofrequency ablation and things like that, which I'm not going to talk about because those are a little bit more on the experimental side. The most common ways to treat prostate cancer is either with radiation therapy or with a prostatectomy or surgery. As we get older, radiation tends to be the most common way to treat prostate cancer. The reason for that is everyone can't tolerate surgery all the time. It can be an invasive procedure, and the recovery time can be long. So as we get past the age of 70 and we get into our 80s, radiation therapy by far is the most common way to treat prostate cancer. If you happen to get prostate cancer earlier, like less than the age of 70 or even into your 60s or 50s, surgery tends to be more common at that time. It also depends on how advanced your prostate cancer is. As your prostate cancer becomes more advanced, again, at that time, radiation therapy may be a better option. And the reason for that is that sometimes that prostate cancer can spread outside of the prostate, maybe even into some lymph nodes. And radiation is a little bit more of a comprehensive treatment that would address that spread better than surgery could.
Doc, what about the prognosis or survivability for someone diagnosed with prostate cancer? What are the numbers there?
It's a great question. And like any other cancer, the earlier we catch it, the better the prognosis. So for prostate cancer, we tend to classify it into three different levels. There's something called low risk, there's something called intermediate risk, and there's something called high risk. And you're put into those categories depending on how angry your prostate cancer looks, how high your PSA blood test level was, and if there's any signs of it spreading outside the prostate. Okay? If you're low risk, that means that it's firmly contained within the prostate. The PSA level was not too high, and the cells don't look too angry. If you're in that low-risk group, the chances of curing, you know, prostate cancer with either surgery or radiation therapy is very high. It's above 90%. So that's really encouraging. And that's why I say the earlier we catch something, the better it is. You know, as we get into the intermediate risk and the high risk, those numbers start to drop. You know, we start getting into the 80% range and then the 60 to 70% range.
Doc, how could people find out more information about what we talked about today about prostate cancer?
So if they would like to make an appointment with us over at the Leonard C. Ferguson Cancer Center, they can find us online at www.fhn.org, or they can give us a call at 815-599-7000.
All right, Doc. Always great information. Great to talk to you again. We'll talk again soon, okay?
Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
All right, very good. Dr. Bobby Kanuru, he is the oncology specialist. He's the CEO of the Paramount Oncology Group, and he works at the Leonard C. Ferguson Cancer Center at FHN Memorial Hospital. And that is Dial-A-Doc. Dial-A-Doc brought to you today and sponsored by FHN.